The truth will set you free. A great quote from a very famous book. And that is what K-Max is all about today, is helping you discover the truth, or as close to the truth as you can find, to get all the information, all the facts, so you can make a decision that best serves you. And yes, it is a very noisy world today with social media, and we have all this connection, and you have all these opinions and views and conflict and division between. And what's really important to understand is that no matter what the topic, there's always two sides. Whatever the view, the opinion, or even the fact, there's always two sides. There's a for and against. No matter how thinly you slice it, there's always two sides. And it's debatable which is the thick side and which is the thin side. But my view for you is to help you decide what side that's going to best serve you and make an informed decision that's integral to your values, your vision and your purpose, and most importantly, who you are. So how do we go through this? First of all, we have to understand truth. As I said, there's two sides. So before you even start to form an opinion that turns into a belief that can turn into a conviction, because an opinion is something where, okay, I think this, but that can be loosely changed, and then it becomes a belief, then, oh, I really believe this, that becomes a part of you, and then when it turns into a conviction, it is you. So the more things crystallize and solidify to a conviction, the more you're going to defend it. And they just, and then when you're convicted about something, anyone against it, you don't like them, they're the enemy. However, if you stay in that side of, hey, this is my opinion, but I can be persuaded otherwise with more information. And that's a great way to live life, is don't attach yourself to any belief too solidly, because as you journey through life, you're going to get more information, you're mature, you will start to see the world through different goggles, and maybe that wasn't the case. I saw this great saying, is if you look back when you were a child, and I'm now approaching my 60s, when you look back in your child and you see yourself, hey, I was an idiot then you've matured. But if you look back in your childhood and you say, and you don't see yourself as an idiot, then you probably still are an idiot. Because ideally, some people get older and wiser, and some just get older. And older is to be able to see things through different goggles and be able to evaluate things and how to be able to differentiate what is opinion, what is hearsay, what is wrong, what is right, and be able to see what is crystal clear to you that may not be clear to others. So when the world pushes upon you views about how you should train, how you should eat, what you should believe, what religion, what medicine, whether it be from the government or from organisations or opinions or friends or family, then you have to really be able to dissect everything up and be able to evaluate in the system, so it takes the person out of it so you can see the principle. So don't follow the person, follow the principle. Because if the person is a passionate person, you may follow the passion. And some people can be passionately wrong. And some people can be sincerely passionately wrong. And some people could be sincerely passionately, and they're a nice person, and they're wrong. Because they believe it. Because if it's your opinion, then you believe it. And that's the first thing to understand. When someone's trying to force something upon you, or share something upon you, or get you to change your mind about something, or get you to do something, then they're probably doing it from a good intention. So be careful not to judge the person, because the person is who they are and the intent might be good, but they've just been misinformed or ill-informed and that's all they know. And it's for you to be able to find out what they know and add to that what you know, and find out, most importantly, what you don't know and add all that to the mix. So I'm going to take you through a simple step-by-step process of how to ultimately make a decision for yourself that you can live with yourself, because ultimately you live with yourself 24/7. Make sure that your decisions are not based on, hey, K-Man says this, or so-and-so says that, or the government says this, or this organization says this, or this says that. You have to be able to say, hey, this is what I say, and this is why I say it, if you have to defend it. And if you believe it, then you don't have to defend it. It's just, this is my view and it's not debatable. Unless you want a good, robust, honest, open debate. But a lot of people don't see it as a debate, they see it as a conflict. And two people are talking, they're trying to talk over each other, trying to push their opinion on the other person, whether it be a person to person, or an organisation to a person, or a government to a person, or an institution to a person. So no matter what it is, there's going to be two sides. Whether it be a government, there's two sides, left and right. If there's religious, there's two sides in different aspects of religion. If it's medicine, there's two sides. If it's training, there's two sides. If there's nutrition, there's two sides. And many times there's more than two sides. Before you make a decision, my view is to explore everything. Be curious. Don't set yourself down in one view. Be curious and look at all sides and then form your own view, not the view of someone else. A lot of people become an expert in other people's opinions. Or they become an expert in other organisations' opinions or government opinions or institution opinions, but it's not their opinion. So when you actually start to question them and drill them, they fall apart because they just get upset because it's not their opinion. It's just they're basically a messenger for that opinion. They don't really have all the information. So it's really important to be able to live with yourself with all the information so you can stand solid, on solid ground when you form an opinion and if you have to share it. So when you do that, then yes, you can have a good debate. But if someone's sort of arguing with you or wants to argue with you, then don't argue with an idiot, because then you have two idiots arguing and they'll win every time because they've been an idiot a lot longer than you. So my point being there is pick your battles. So if you want to have a good debate about certain things, particularly those emotional things, whether it be politics or religion or gender or all sorts of things going around the world now, they're quite divisive. Therefore, yeah, pick your battles and say, well, is this really a battle worth winning and will it make any difference? And if you win it, will it make any difference? If you lose it, will it make any difference? If the answer is no, then don't bother, because you're just wasting a lot of energy on something that's not going to make any difference, particularly if a person is not going to change their position. Because the person convinced against their of their will is of the same opinion still. So let's have a look at a step-by-step process that will be beneficial. It's benefited me through my journey. No matter what the topic, whether it be nutrition or training or religion or medicine or science or research or politics or whatever it might be. And if you have to form a position and be able to make a decision, then make sure you make an informed decision, rather than just following the crowd. I heard this great quote, and it says that if you don't watch the news, then you're not informed. You're not informed. But if you do watch the news, you're informed. Because even news that we know today are very much persuaded by different angles, whether it be politics or social pressure, whatever it might be. So be careful what you listen to. I was taught, don't believe anything until you form your own view. Just go, okay, take all the information, be open to it, but don't say yes or no to it. Just take it all in and then put it all together. So if you do have to make a decision, first, number one, is get all the facts. There's a good point. Now, a lot of people, when they get the facts, they just get the facts that confirm their position or confirm their opinion or their belief or conviction. However, you have to be a detective to look at the facts from both sides. So research the other side as much, if not more, than your side, if you already have formed opinion on that. So if someone says this works, or you should do this, or this is what you should believe, or this is how it should be, or this is what everyone expects, then okay, thank you for that. Take it on board. And then look at the other side. The pros and the cons, as I say. Put it, list it all down. And research it for yourself. Don't rely on other people's delivery of the research, because sometimes they can cherry pick the research and just give you the side that they want you to have. And being in the area of research, being a published research scientist, I can see a lot of research is done by humans, and a lot of research can be very biased by the authors or the researchers, and they can lean it to one way or the other. And then the people who deliver it, they can take bits out of it and leave that bit and just deliver that bit to give you the view that that's the whole bit, but really it's not the whole bit, that's a little bit, but all the other bit actually contradicted that bit. Before you know it, you're given the wrong bit and you had the wrong information, and then you quote that research and say, hey, that's the truth, but you've never actually read the research. So if it's really important to you, then do your research yourself. Read the research paper yourself. Read the data yourself. Read the numbers yourself. Get the raw data. Get the raw numbers. not someone else's interpretation of the numbers. If someone says something about someone else, don't believe what they say. Go to the person to form your own view from the horse's mouth, as they say. Because everyone is biased in some way or the other. I admit I'm biased in the way I see the world. And I'll always share with my students that I'll share what is fact from anatomy, physiology, which is factual, which is not debatable. But I also sometimes share the application of those facts and say, in my opinion, this is how I would do it. But that's my opinion. And the reason why I say that is because my opinion over my 39-year career as an exercise professional has changed over those 39 years as I mature, as I see the world through more older, wiser goggles, and as I get more information. So be very careful when people deliver you second-hand information, third-hand, fourth-hand. I heard on the news, I read in the paper, I read, someone told me research shows. When someone says, what research? Someone says, research shows. So what research? Who's the author? Where was it the research conducted? Where, what was it published in? What was the scientific journal? So then you can go and find it. It's easier to find these days, particularly with Google and the internet. You can find all of that and you can read it. And many times, I would actually say 88 out of 10 times, in my opinion, when I actually read it, it's a little bit different, sometimes completely different to what the person said. I go, wow, that's different. They said this, but actually when I read the data, it actually says something different or has a different spin on it. So get the facts for yourself if it's important to you. If it's important to you, whether it be health or wealth or politics or medicine or anything, get the facts yourself. Don't just rely on other people's view of it because they're always biased. Whether it be the media, whether it be the institution, whether it be even your doctor, because doctors are human, they have views as well. Whether it be the government, they always have their views. Governments are, everyone has a bias. They always have a vested interest. Whether it be a personal interest or a political interest or whether it be a financial interest or a power interest, they all have an interest. So you have to make sure you find that information from a place where it has no vested interest, and that place is the raw data, the raw numbers, whatever that topic might be. When you get all the facts, not just your side but the other side, lay them all out and get all the emotion out. And be very careful when someone's delivering the facts. And many times, the more emotion they are, the less logical things they're saying. Isn't that interesting? If someone's passionately pushing something onto you, you have to say, why are they so aggressive? Why are they so pushy? Why are they so loud trying to get this information to try to change my mind or convince me of something, maybe against my will? Many times, the more pushy they are, the more you have to be skeptical. And that's not to say that they're right or wrong, but just be aware. Don't cave in to emotion or cave into pressure or cave into acceptance or being accepted by others or cave into what the status quo is, or we cave into people not being in the crowd or might be. And that's a big, big weakness in people's human, nature these days, is they want to be accepted, and sometimes they get accepted into the wrong crowd. And then you defend it. Yes, many times people would defend the wrong information or defend the wrong ground. Make sure if you're going to defend something, then you know what ground you're standing on, and you can justify it from a logical and a factual point of view. So once you get all the facts on the table, and take your time. No rush to make a decision if you haven't got all the facts. If you've got all the facts and you're comfortable with it, then make a decision. But until then, if you only got one side, don't make any decisions. Say, hey, I need to sit on that, I need to do my own research. And when you got it all out, then go, okay, these are all the facts. Mm-hmm. And try to leave the emotion out and pretend. And when you look at that, if I knew nothing, what would I see? If I knew nothing, what would I see? Empty the mind, be able to see. Because many times your, new knowledge is interrupted by old knowledge. Learning. The biggest barrier to learning is knowing. So look at it as if you didn't know anything. Go, okay, if I didn't know what I know, what would I see? That would be a great approach to it. Then get all the facts out on the table and go, okay, fair enough, these are the facts. Be open to change what side you're on, whether it be multiple sides. Go, okay, well, I thought this, but that actually, and I love being proven wrong because that means I'm learning, that means I'm growing. And so why did I believe that before? Whatever, because I had maybe limited information, or maybe I was persuaded by someone else or a group of people or an organization, and I just trusted that Be careful about blindly trusting anyone. You have to trust yourself. Trust yourself with your own ability, your own intelligence, to be able to make up your own decision. Whether it works out or not, at least you made your own decision. And you'd be proud of that. And when you get the information, get the facts, you go, okay, these are the facts. And when you got all the facts on the table, and you may be swaying one side or the other, then it's okay, this is the situation, and if I make this decision or that decision, what's the worst case scenario? Always work out, what is the worst case scenario? If I change my mind to this, what's the worst case scenario? And if you go through the worst case scenario, and you go, okay, well, that's the worst. And once you develop the worst case scenario from making a decision, then accept the worst. It may be that in that process you may lose some friends, or you may lose some people in your life, or you may leave an organization, or you may not trust an institute or a government or whatever it might be. There may, because when you make a decision, there's always going to be a change. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. So when you think, I'm going to make this decision, it might be against other people's beliefs and convictions. And it's a good test for them to handle when you don't take their advice and you set your own path rather than joining them on their path. And they say, this is the worst case scenario, this is the right thing to do, irrespective. And then when you say, this is the worst case scenario, I accept the worst. Because when you accept the worst, you don't fear the worst. A lot of the time people will make decisions because they fear the consequences of that decision, so they fall into decisions of other people or other institutions or other organisations or other belief systems or whatever it might be, just to be accepted. Therefore you lose yourself, you lose your integrity, you lose your values, and you become a part of something else, which means you always have something missing in you because you compromise you to be accepted by someone else or group or organisation or whatever that might be. But there's a great saying, I'd rather have me for me and everyone against me than me against me and everyone for me. Because ultimately you have to live with you 24/7 in the ocean of your own thoughts and your beliefs, and you're the one that has to look at yourself in the mirror and say, did I stand true and stay true to what I believe is right? Would that be, and I've had to cover this many times in my career, where everyone was doing this training method, and I said, no, that's not correct from an anatomical, physiological, and I was the outcast because everyone was doing this, and they said, who are you doing that? You're crazy. That's not how it's done. That's not how it's done in the industry. That's not how it's done here. That's not the right way, or that's the old way, or that's just too radical. But one thing I could always have a robust discussion with anybody and be able to defend my ground from an anatomical, physiological point of view, whatever point of view, depending on what the topic is. So accept the worst, and you accept there's going to be some pros and cons with every decision, but you have to accept the cons, which means you may lose some things. You may be out of the scene, out of the cool crowd. But if you're out of the cool crowd, you're going to find a better crowd, believe me, a higher thinking crowd, a crowd that thinks of themselves, a genius crowd, rather than an average of the crowd, thinking type crowd. Accept the worst. When you've accepted the worst, you don't fear the worst. You don't fear anything. You don't fear the consequence of it. Therefore, you're fearless in making that decision. And the beautiful thing, the people who don't believe in what you're doing may not like you for what you're doing, but they'll respect you for what you're doing because you're doing it and you're standing firm and you're doing what you believe is right. Once you make the decision, take action. Take action, act, and don't look back. And when you take that action, positive action, then understand that in that process, there's going to be two parts of it. There's going to be the part where, hey, these are the actions I can control, and these are the things I can't control. Don't worry about the things you can't control, and just focus on the things you can control. Don't worry about the things you can't control, and only focus on the things you can control. Don't lay awake, oh my gosh, about the things you can't control, they drive you nuts. And the things you can control, take action on them, therefore you don't have to think about them any longer. Act and don't look back. And then test and measure. How's that panning out for? How are the results coming? Test and measure. And if the results aren't going the way you want them to do, depending on what they're in, then evaluate the whole situation. Because as you journey through life, new facts, new information, new research, new science, new views, new systems will come into place, and then you have to go back to step number one, means get all the facts again. And back in when you mature, the facts which you thought were facts may not be so factual because you have more information or you found more information that contradicts that facts as well, and that changes. And then you may make another decision, maybe a decision that continues on your path or takes you slightly off your path to a new path or a completely different path. Or it might even be a 180, and that's okay. It's okay to change. Change is good. One thing in life, that you have limited life, but you have unlimited decisions. So the more decisions you make, the better you become at making decisions. There's a great saying from the rich dad who taught Rob Kiyosaki in the book Rich Dad Poor Dad. And Rob Kiyosaki says, how did you get so rich? He says, because I made so many bad financial decisions, I ran out of bad financial decisions, and then I ended up making good financial decisions because I ran out of the bad ones. So don't be afraid to make decisions that may not work out for you, because that will inform you of your next decision. If you don't like the outcome, make another decision. Don't like the outcome, make another decision. And keep making decisions, and then you get great at making decisions. The people who become the most successful in life are the ones who make the most decisions and take action on them. The people who become the less successful in life make very few decisions, because they're too busy trying to be safe in their belief and in their conviction, or in their views, and they don't change, they stay, this is it, they defend this old ground, or they defend the ground of a crowd, and they're just the average of a crowd. But successful people, people who progress, make decisions based on logic, facts, and numbers. Because the facts and the numbers and the scoreboard would tell the story doesn't tell the numbers. So look for the numbers till you get the story. The numbers tell the story. So get the facts, blame out the table, decide the worst, accept the worst, make a decision, take action, and never look back. See you in the next KMAX.